Some people will simply do anything to become a millionaire. But why bother when you could just play
PC Podcast?
Jungle Fresh.
Thank you.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 602 and we're here with some weird wonderful music from all over the world. Beginning with The Tuts and their title track, Tut Tut Tut. You can find them at thetuts.bandcamp.com, still unsigned. And is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I think it's a good thing to be unsigned because they're in complete control of their own destiny. They have been supporting the specials on tour. That tour has now come to an end and they look like they've had an absolute blast of a time. Playing lots of different costumes, lots of different fun, and I think some of the audience were sort of just blown away by how good they were. So marvellous. Would love to see those three girls play live, and I will keep my eyes out for them playing headline, because they shouldn't be a support band. They should be, as it says in the songs, ladies, you're on last. Anyway, they were on first of the podcast. They are from Great London, and I picked that up at Bandcamp, as I said already. And then after that, we had Starlight, the future jungle mix by Celt Islam. Haven't had anything from Celt Islam for a while. Soundcloud.com/Celt-Islam from Manchester, of course, in England. And that's on Earth City Records, at Earth City Records 1. That's records with a Z at the end, .bandcamp.com. Marvellous. Now, there's a new album out by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. It's called Made of Fakes, and it's rather interesting because it's featuring artificial intelligence and punk bands and stuff like that. Let's have a listen. This is Running in Circles by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. So that was another track off the new album called Made of Fakes by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. And we have on the line, all the way from Paris, Mr. Josh Lewis Ling himself. How are you doing, Josh?
Fine, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. So I knew this album was coming out because you told me last November when we met up in London you were sort of doing this sort of thing. So tell me a bit more about it. What's it all about, mate?
We've been writing normal albums, like, a long time, 11 years now. And it gets to the point where you just look for something new. And everyone's talking about artificial intelligence these days. And it just so happens that at that specific time last autumn, the technology came into my lap of how to make a real artificial intelligence generated record. And I thought, it doesn't necessarily need to be electronic techno music. We might as well do it like a punk rock band. And we just kind of did it. It was crazy.
Okay, so this is musique.com, is that right?
Exactly. That technology is just a Parisian company.
Right.
And they had a very simple idea to, instead of generating like electronic bleeps with some kind of algorithms, instead of just that, which is quite basic, why not use actual real recorded instruments, real recorded voices, real drums, everything performed by a human. In that way, you can have the best of both worlds. You can have all this high technology, artificial intelligence stuff done with low tech punk rockers.
Sounds fascinating. I mean, I'm just kind of curious as to the actual process. Did you have to sort of sit down and just record, you know, like, did you just record like little samples that the machine then put together?
Exactly. When you listen to those songs, you have to understand that we had never heard those songs before. And it was very difficult for us writing the record because we were basically in the dark because we didn't know what any of the final songs would sound like, because we didn't have any idea what guitar would go with what bass, would go with what drums, would go with what vocals. So when we played the guitars, we had to keep in mind, oh, we don't want to go too crazy here with the guitars, because we have no idea what kind of drums, what kind of vocals is going to be on them. We have no idea. So that's why we went for pop punk,
right.
Because it's quite straight ahead, quite, you know, I'm not like amazingly proud of the songs as songs, because they are quite flat.
Right.
But they needed to be that because it was incredibly difficult to keep it all in your mind. You have to keep in your mind every single possible permutation as you're singing.
So you sort of, I mean, look at it. How long would a sort of sample, a normal sample be for, let's say, a bass? How long would you do? Would you do that before?
With the music system, there are no rules. It can be any length. But for our song, we just did like 4 bars.
Right. Okay. So every 4 bars, potentially, there's a new selection of bits of instrument together.
Exactly.
And you've got literally no idea what's going to happen, what can get mashed into.
Exactly. So we the computer, luckily, we can tell it like pretty much what we want. We told it. We wanted the bass and the drums to be during the whole thing, and
right.
We didn't want the bass to like disappear and like not be there. We didn't want the drums to go either. So, you know, we told it like the kind of what kind of song we wanted. And what you your listeners can't appreciate is that when someone goes onto the website, they can ask for a song that's like 20 seconds long, and the computer will make a song that's 20 seconds long with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that just blows my mind.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because, I mean, another sort of fairly forward-thinking chap is a guy called Mark Lee from the Pocket Gods. And he put together an album of just 30-second songs.
Awesome!
And he did 100 of them, and he went into the Guinness Book of Records, and he did it because, obviously, after 30 seconds, you don't get any more money off Spotify. So the whole idea was to create 30-second songs that just maximise your amount of money per click, as it were. So if I went there now, and I went to music, and I had a ferret around, I could create a bunch of 30-second songs.
Exactly, you could create 101 30-second songs.
And beat Mark in his own game. So were there any parameters? I mean, obviously you described you had to sort of, you know, make certain things certain lengths and like four bars as you were putting things together. Did you have a set of parameters that you had to sort of factor in when you made it? And then does the listener have a number of parameters that they factor in when they want to create the music at the end?
Yeah, the listener can define not only the length of the song, but also they have a little bit of control over the instrumentation, which they call it stems in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Which stems they want, if it's like drums, bass, guitars, vocals. So if you just want like a Pixies style drums, bass and vocals for the whole thing, you can. What other things can they define? I think they can define the speed a little bit. Our song can be like accelerated and slowed down a bit. Oh, and it gets pitched up and pitched down a bit as well.
Right. Okay. So it does all of that as well. I must admit, I had to listen to a couple of the tracks, and it's just about discernible where certain breaks take place.
Yes.
Which is fine, but what I wanted to know, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, is how does the computer then decide, you know, which bits to factor in and fold in, you know, that's the complicated bit, isn't it?
It's the weakness of the system is that you can kind of hear the transition points, but when it's house music or electro music done by artificial intelligence, you can't hear the transition points because a computer is perfect, but our drummer is not perfect. So we were disappointed with that. Because it does seem to suggest that the technology is for techno music, and so it's a bit disappointing. But we're almost there. We were almost there.
Yeah, and so the album is basically your selection as a listener as well, isn't it? Of tracks that you as you say, you didn't know what the album was going to sound like. So the seven tracks you put on here are. Just you, what, experimenting? How many times did you experiment with it to get something you liked?
Okay, I asked the computer at Musique to give us 60 makings of.
Yeah.
And it generated 60 songs. And then we listened to them and we got like, I think we chose 11 songs in the end. For the record,
right,
and then it was my birthday and we were drunk and then the band were like, oh no, those four songs suck. So then it got chucked down to seven.
Right.
So we got seven good songs out of 60.
Interesting stuff.
It sounds worse than it is because there is something amazing that happened as we were making the record. Is that as we were singing tons and tons and tons and tons of ideas. We were forcing our minds into a whole different like strata, and there's loads of melodies that are great and loads of guitar riffs that are great that we kind of threw them out, unfortunately, for the Bandcamp release. But they're in there, they're in the computer somewhere, all these little gems.
So if I go on to music and have a little look around, do I know I'm getting your sample? Or do I just say what I want and I can get a mixture of your stuff and somebody else's stuff?
If you choose rock and then you choose punk, you can be 100% sure that you're going to get Lewis himself. No other punk band in the world that's doing this, so you can be damn sure that it's us.
Okay, very interesting, very interesting. So you haven't persuaded any of your customers or your colleagues at your recording studio to have a go as well?
Yes. In fact, there are some French bands now that are interested on getting in on the action. It really is amazing because it pushes your mind into a whole different place. It's the difference between sculpting and drawing in 2D. So that's really good. I'm really happy that it'll catch on and more bands will do it.
So it sounds to me like it's the computer is basically another member of the band.
Yeah, in the Bandcamp credits section, when it was like, who wrote it? And I was like, well, rewrote it. And then I was like, ah, fuck. I'll have to write and the computer. Because where is the line between pure computer editing and actual composition? Because we would never have put the songs together the way the computer did, because, you know, we're just bizarre punk rockers, whereas the computer thinks its own, you know, in a very musical way. We are not very good musicians, but the computer's amazing. So, yeah, where is the line between computer creation and human creation? That's something interesting for the future to think about.
So are you going to go play these tracks live?
Yeah, we want to learn some of the songs that the computer spits out and actually play them live in a concert. That'd be fun.
And so are music very happy with what they've got from you?
They generated their own one, and they're going to put it on a compilation album that's coming out in a few days. I think I want to do a reggae one next.
I was going to say, I mean, I think that's the one thing I've heard from you is a punky reggae song.
Yeah, my wife said she would leave me if we ever did a ska song.
Nah, she won't do that.
I'm scared to call her bluff. But I do have some really deep, deep dub ideas.
That'll be good.
An artificial intelligence dub album. That is something we might get into, because, like, really, really deep and, like, slightly into dubsteppy and stuff. I think There's some good stuff there.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Yeah, okay, well, I'll hold you to that. I'll look forward to that when you're coming out soon. So tell me a bit more about what's going on with you and the band then. What's happening at the moment?
We have got some big news. We're going to release a record with an amazing record label, which you probably know, called Block Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
They're a fabulous record label, mostly known for hip-hop. So we're...
Absolutely.
We're doubly honoured that they want to release something by us, you know? So that's fabulous. And that's coming out in February next year. So,
cool. Those guys are really cool, actually. I do like what they do, and they do seem to be extremely open and honest, and you know, they're not out to screw anybody. And I've played several bits of their stuff over the years over on the podcast, so that would be very good.
We're actually writing a hip-hop song, because we felt a bit like, we'll try and do a hip-hop song for this record. So we're doing a really, really heavy, heavy hip-hop song that kind of turns into drum and bass halfway through.
So, any more gigs planned?
Yeah, we're doing a gig on Sunday, which is a benefit concert for making a social centre in Brittany, which is crazy.
That's a bit far from your normal turf, isn't it?
Exactly, but there's this kind of like amazing thing about French punk is that there's so much solidarity. It's incredible. Whenever anyone needs anything, they just ask, and then there's a ton of benefit concerts, and then you get the money to do it.
Anyway, so I will now crack on with another track from the album, Made of Fakes, from Lewis Ling and the Bombs, which you can find at lewislingandthebombs.bandcamp.com. Thanks very much, Josh. Really appreciate you coming online. We'll do this again sometime.
Oh, with pleasure.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent stuff. That was Ducks in a Row by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. Of course, you can find them at lewislingandthebombs.bandcamp.com. That's Ling with two G's, of course. And then before that, we heard Running in Circles, originally by also by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. And then we heard in the middle, Josh giving us the background of the album, which is, pretty fascinating stuff, actually, pretty interesting stuff. And it's just typical of someone like Josh to sort of give it a go, because they just like to sort of break new boundaries and do new stuff. And I think that was more than marvellous. We chatted for a lot longer than you heard on that interview there, so I may put some of that into another podcast a bit later on, because it was quite interesting stuff. Yes, so I then decided to take that idea and plug it into myself, into music, which you can find at app.music.co. I came up with an AI generated piece, and I put in the words world music and what did I put in? World music and something else, I think it was exotic. And I came up with a track which I sort of tried a few times and got different versions, but this is the version I liked. It's called Sand Dunes. It's Sand Dunes number 2209 by Hervé Gordikian. That's the artist. I presume only Hervé put these track stems into the music for this particular genre. As Josh was saying, if you go and look at the moment for rock and punk, you will definitely get Lewis Ling and the Bombs. So I'm presuming for world and exotic, you're going to get Hervé. But this is his track, and I think it's rather marvellous. Have a listen to this. It's quite amazing for an artificial intelligence piece of music.
We wouldn't be having this conversation if we didn't.
We'll be right back.
So two tracks for you, the first of which was Sand Dunes by Hervé Gourdickian, and you can find Hervé at facebook.com. One of these sort of Hervé-Gourdickian and then lots of numbers sort of websites. So best to go over to PCP, pcogle.com, look up PCP 602 and you'll find the link to that particular website. And as I said, that came from music, app.music.co. That was sort of artificially generated. But then we had some real sort of desert blues type world music. A track was called Kum, K-U-M, by Island Man. And Island Man can be found at soundcloud.com/TOLGAB, G-A-B, U-Y-U-K, Golgabuk. I'm not sure. But he's from Istanbul in Turkey, and that was available from Shika Shika at shikashika.bandcamp.com. That track came out on a best of. A collection album is one of those sort of things. Right, let's move on. Something new from Skeleta Music, Gil Skeleta, or Gil Skeleta over in Portugal there, at skeletamusic.bandcamp.com. This is by J Plates, and the track is called Liquid Metal. Thank you.
now for something completely different.
White American out here don't really give a damn what I do, as long as they can convince themselves someone looking like me in blue is doing his best to protect them from somebody who was looking like you. Assume the position. Assume the position. Assume the position. That have ever let the sickness of fascism spread like some kind of virus growing inside its entire body politic. And it's no coincidence it begins with ranting racist rhetoric and then progresses to the mistreatment of certain minorities and immigrants, which then plays to the prejudices hidden in the manner of a preponderance of its citizens. Then dark history begins again in those and them that swear it cannot happen here. You'd be surprised how quickly they rise and assume the position.
American liberty is only guaranteed if it's enforced equally. But to do this, it's gonna take a civic nut, gut, and ovary to keep a country from giving into tyranny. But if we find we don't have that kind of commitment, then get ready to assume the position. Assume the position. You heard what I said. Now assume the position. Against the wall and assume the possession.
awesome. That was Skeletor Music from skeletormusic.bandcamp.com. The first artist was called Jay Plates, and that was titled Liquid Metal. And then after that, we had Assume the Position by Atlas Soul. You can find them at atlas-soul.com from Boston in the US. And I picked that up at Storyamp at storyamp.com. And I've got another track from Storyamp, also from Boston, in a couple of minutes. But let's move on. This is another track. Oh, wait. Actually, that might be the first time I've played this guy. This is Youth Star. He's one of the two rappers that tour with Chinese Man. The other is Taiwan MC, and I've played some Taiwan MC before on the show. But this is a track from possibly his first album. He's based out of Bordeaux in France, but obviously he's American. You'll tell by his voice. And the track is called Pushing Through Walls.
For all those people that think tour life's all about fun and games, there's a whole other side to it, believe. Yeah. Check it out. Yo, this shit's a long road, but fuck, I've been here before. Trying to stay half sober when you're being on tour. Don't get me wrong, I love the lifestyle, always craving for more. But be assured, this ain't no easy marathon for the score. Airports, bare planes, bare trains and detours. Late nights, no sleep, and keep a run of ass floors. I'm pushing more and more, ignore the fatigue that I endure until I summer up on stage and I collapse to the floor. Just as a turning point for every fucking person, man. Immerse yourself in circles of people that fucking give a damn. Support from no one's for the music, and your health can make a world of difference. Giving you that boost to always feel you can. Some just don't understand. Giving you them looks like a fucking deadpan. But it's cool, man. It's like a dick, like a tool, fam. But no, I'ma stand proud. Love my life, bad man. Making all you beautiful people come dance the can-can.
Fighting demons. You gotta stand proud. Stand cool, love yourself first. If you don't love yourself, how are you gonna love and appreciate anybody else or anything around you? Positivity, man, it's the way forward, see?
Anxiety's a bitch, I suffer from it, and I hate that I've been taught to take it. Medicated, covering the real facts. Numbing pain, a blanking, it's a quick fix, I don't rate that. Don't feel bad to talk to somebody, especially who's got your back. Work out the format, feel good in yourself to start the combat. The combat, like Arnold saying,
I'll be back.
A fucking rapper slap the mental attack. Cause I was sick of fucking feeling that's a physical doormat. I wage war on mental abuse, self-sustaining. Goodbye to those rainy days, always complaining, it's draining. The shit's worse than trolls when they hate. So man, I'm hitting that gym, I'm fucking weight training. No pain, no gain, no ain't no shame to feel tame in the game. The aim in the picture frames to stand with the flame. So take your nickname or your stage name, turn it into the fame. So you can reclaim who you are and move on to a brighter day.
Just remember, when shit really gets you down, there's always somebody that's willing to listen to you and be there for you. So don't be afraid to look forward and talk to those people. Life can be a bitch sometimes. Push forward, keep your head high. Swear shit gets better, man.
two more tracks there for you. The first of which was Pushing Through Walls by Youthstar. You can find them at soundcloud.com/youthstar-official. Based out of Bordeaux in France and available at ChineseManRecords.com. Always worth checking that lot out. And then after that we had De Sica by Shekuza. That's S-H-E-K-U-Z-A. And you can find them at Shekuza.bandcamp.com. From Ljubljana in Slovenia on the Kamizdat record label. That's Kamizdat.si. That's Kamizdat.si. Well, I mentioned Boston in the US, and I mentioned Storyamp. This is the second artist. They're called Soulsha Music. And this is a lovely mashup of the different styles. It's called the Isle of Skye Reel. Isle of Skye Reel by Soulsha Music. That's S-H-A, Soulsha Music.com. From Boston in the US, and I picked up a story. I'm absolutely marvellous. Right, that brings us to the end of the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Come back next week for some more weird and wonderful stuff. God knows what I'll be playing. Barrett at the moment, but no, maybe he does. Anyway, let's move on with one last track. This is El Buño. You can find him at Sonido El Buño, that's S-O-N-I-D-O, on Sonido. E-L Buño is B-U, Hecho o Bujo, probably. Actually, it's not Buñol, Bujo, El Bujo. But he comes from Northern England, so I'm not quite sure where that comes from, but there you go. The track is called Camino del Flores. This is also available at Chica Chica at chicachica.bandcamp.com. I think it's more than marvellous. Thanks for listening to PCP 602, and, well, I'll see you soon, folks. Ta-da!
Goodbye until tomorrow. Goodbye.
PC Podcast.